strength isn't always physical. It's obviously mm-hmm. spiritual, but actually both hand in hand is really what makes us more effective as women.
Yeah. Welcome to Diary of the Mom Squad with Kate and Brittany. Tune in for insights into the hilarious, heartfelt, and often chaotic world of motherhood, where no one has everything figured out and we all need a whole lot of Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee, take a break, and join this crazy journey together. This is Diary of the Mom Squad, where moms connect, support, and thrive.
This month on Diary of the Mom Squad, we're joined by mom nutritionist and owner of Fit 610, Heather Mills. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, you guys. It's a beautiful day outside, so I'm excited to be here and share with you guys.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family and what that looks like in your life.
Yes. Well, we've only been living here for a little over 3 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Our background is church ministry. My husband and I were church planters, and we moved here a little over a couple years ago, mainly because we said our number one ministry is our family.
Yeah.
And we were just seeing the gift that God had given our daughter through the platform of basketball and not really knowing much about this area, Lynchburg, Virginia, you know, hearing a little bit about Liberty University. But at a very young age, God had just given her the platform to use basketball for what he wanted to do. And so she started getting college offers in the seventh grade. And
we were
navigating things way before we had ever even thought we had to navigate things as family. And as that started to happen, we just really started to realize that our number one ministry is our family. And so we passed the baton of what we were doing in church ministry. And we moved here because she committed to play for the women's basketball team at Liberty University. So
we moved here,
church planters. I was a college professor at Liberty. And then one door after another has opened. And my son, who's 24, who is also going into ministry and preaching and teaching, it was really obvious that this was going to be a great place for our family to uproot and move. Never thought I would be doing something completely different in my 40s, but we're just grateful. We're really grateful. God knew what we needed at this season of our life. So we're excited to be here. And we are here. We are Lynchburgers. Is that what you call us?
Lynchburgers. It always reminds me of a sandwich.
I feel like we're seasoned now. Yes. Like, I know where Ward's Road is, and I know where everything is now, so we're good to go.
If you can navigate the traffic on Ward's Road, then you're a pro.
You're officially welcome into the family. So you're doing something different now. Tell us about that and Fit 610 and what that is and how that all came to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% a God story. From just a mom wanting to be the best version of myself. My son, who is 24 now, had a health condition in his teenage years. And during that time, I was in full-time ministry and just, I've always somewhat dabbled into exercise. It always kind of had been a stress reliever for me. I would just go for a run, right? But his health condition kind of worsened in his teenage years. And literally, God got a hold of my heart in a hospital room in the middle of a snowstorm. We were there for 12 straight days.
Oh, wow.
And I really was feeling terrible. Yeah. And I thought it was just a natural response, right? A mom's tired. Your child is going through a lot. But then as I was sitting there thinking through different things and just talking to the doctors about, you know, your circadian rhythm, which is your sleep cycles and all those type of things, and learning about rest, educating myself to get him better for the type of condition he had, where I started to realize I don't do any of these things for myself. And here I am having to put tools in place that the doctors are telling me that will make him better. One of them being his nutrition and another part being exercise and his sleep, which would impact the type of condition he had. So God got a hold of my heart. I'm like, how can I teach him to do these things when I'm not doing it myself? Yeah. And then as his condition got better, I just really became more and more passionate about the results him and I were getting in the best shape of our life. I was sitting in a church service 3 years into his condition. He was getting better. I was starting to feel better. The pastor on the platform that day was speaking to the men in the room. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like, hey, men, how are you physically? Not spiritually, not professionally, not financially, but how are you physically? And he was really challenging the men. And he said a statement, and I've shared this with everybody that I come in contact with, is how could you be spiritually strong but physically crumbling?
Wow.
And he was really saying that the two are hand to hand, and it literally dealt with me. And so fast forward, you know, I'm working on my health. I started writing workouts. 2020 happened. We all know what happened there. The world was shut down. my daughter, again, getting really big opportunities through basketball, we knew we needed to keep her sharp, and you weren't allowed to go anywhere.
Right.
At that time, we were in upstate New York. That's where we lived. Oh, wow. So imagine what that was like during COVID.
Yep.
But anyway, we just started writing workouts and doing things. And my husband just started seeing my passion.
Yeah.
We moved here, and I had always trained in gyms on the side as just income, as a side income, right? Every mom needs a way to have a little side income. But as we moved here and we really just started to look at our future, my husband's like, this is what you eat, sleep, and breathe. Like, you love exercise. You love, you're a product of this. Like, you need to share this. I just could never figure out how you could do owning a gym and still be able to present the gospel and talk about how this is spiritual and physical connected until he said, there's this thing called open up your own business.
Yep, there you go.
He went behind my back, signed a lease on a building.
Oh, are you serious?
I was teaching at Liberty University. I was teaching at Liberty as an English professor, was pursuing my master's and my doctorate. And he said, hey, this is what I did, and this is what you're going to do. And I had no clients.
Wow.
Yeah, none. And so here we are, 2.5 years later. We started with no clients, you know, and then now we're like, we're ministering to over 100 and something women every week. We've moved into a new location.
That's great.
And I'm just able to point women to the spiritual and physical health are both a priority, right?
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
The name kind of coordinates into that. Explain the name to me.
Yeah, so it's based off the scripture, Ephesians 6:10. Mm-hmm. So it's Fit 6:10. I kind of got that because as I was navigating a lot through with my son's health, I just really kept thinking about the word strength and strong. Yeah. And I used to say it to him, like, you're strong in the Lord, you're strong in the Lord. And obviously, if you read the beginning of Ephesians 6, you know, it's all about the armor of God and putting on all those tools, which leads to the verse 10, which says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Mm-hmm. And just really realizing that strength isn't always physical. It's obviously spiritual, but actually both hand in hand is really what makes us more effective as women. Yeah. Awesome. We are an all women's gym, which is different.
Okay. Yeah. That's fun.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Well, okay. Here, I am also in my 40s. So, here's the deal that I have had questions about and have dealt with in the last probably decade of my life. As women age, we are often told, like, oh, okay, well, you're going to be dealing with weight gain, you're going to be dealing with hormonal changes and things like that. How can women, as we age, continue to maintain more healthy living styles, whether it's weight, whether it's the fitness, that kind of thing? What would you say to somebody who feels like they're struggling in that?
Well, before I answer the question, I always just think back about where we get our resources from, right? And even though the internet and social media can be an incredible tool, I do believe that we are living in a time where there is a lot of misleading information. A lot of information that's presented to women going through the things that you're saying, and the way it's presented just seems impossible. And that, to me, is that's the first awareness, right? Is what resource are you looking at? Because when you look at what someone in their 40s who's in shape that's looking like, you know, your goal, they're not necessarily presenting what it took to get there.
Right.
They're just giving you a tool, like, do this.
Right.
And you think that one thing is going to solve the problem. It takes time, right? It takes time. And so the first thing with women in their 40s, they have to understand, and actually it's not the 40s. It literally starts in their late 20s.
Great.
and I have a lot of women now in my gym. I have women in my gym in their early 20s, used to be Division I athletes all the way to today. My client for 2 years, 74 years old. So my and I always say it kind of starts in your early 20s, right? Hormone health changes in your body, right? And even girls in their 20s dealing with harder hormones and, you know, monthly cycles and things. So the first thing is to be aware that 90% of what you're battling is hormone health, which is something I'm starting to dabble in. But we're constantly needing to be educated on the hormones, right? And then for someone who's starting out, again, because you can see a lot out there about nutrition, right? It means I can never live with balance. And just so you guys know, I have Starbucks in my car before I got here. Life is all about balance.
Yes.
But educating yourself on movement, and not every movement is the same for everybody, right? So I've been doing a lot of studying on walking, like 8 to 10,000 steps a day. Learning what protein intake looks like, because people say eat protein and you're like,
that's okay, how much?
There is a formula. There's a formula.
Right.
And if you use that formula and you take that number and you divide it by four meals a day and you shoot for that protein intake, you're going to address so much, ladies, about hormone health.
Yeah. Mm.
It doesn't necessarily mean you need to go get supplements or different things right now. Like learning protein intake is huge. Getting in 8 to 10,000 steps a day and improving your sleep for 30 days. Be like, that's the first thing I'm going to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And then from there, embracing strength training, because the reality is it's not about cardio.
Yeah.
That's completely
misinformed. Which is crazy because it used to be cardio, cardio. Just do
well,
that.
I'm glad to hear that because I don't like to run. So I'm glad that that's kind of.
Yeah. There's so many studies out. 8 to 10,000 steps today. Mm-hmm. Learning what your body intake should be for protein. Mm. And then, you know, just making sure that you're understanding that sleep is huge, right? If we're sleep deprived, that impacts everything.
That's the one for me, morning show host.
So if you can start that in your 20s, you're
going to
be good in your 40s. But if you start that now in your 40s, you're going to feel better in 30 days. Yeah. You're going to want to strength train. You're going to want to improve something else.
Right. So we're heading into the holidays now, and you talked about balance. How can we enjoy the holiday season and our favorite like fall treats and things with still maintaining like that balance and not completely getting ourselves off track?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? But I think it has to, again, it's lifestyle, right? So if we just look at holidays, that's the issue right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Because then we're going, once I get through the holidays, or when the holidays comes, this is just what happens. Mm-hmm. It really starts with, that's the wrong mindset. Because, you know, I have a countdown in my gym right now. So we're 64 days from Christmas.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's
and wild. if you do what I just said, 8,000 steps, 8 to 10,000 steps, improve your protein intake and get in walking, you're still 30 days out from holidays if you do that in 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's getting the mindset around, I need to change something now. And then when the holidays come, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. You already have a rhythm. You get in your movement. I'm baking cookies with my kids, but I'm still checking my watch to see if I have steps in. Who says you can't walk in the kitchen while the cookies are baking?
Hey, there you go.
True.
Right? Also giving yourself more structure in your home. Ladies, I can't emphasize it enough. You can't have snacks in the cupboard and think your lifestyle is going to change.
Mm. True.
Mm-hmm. Right? I started teaching my kids. Guys, my daughter still doesn't know this. I started putting Greek yogurt in the way I made my cookies when she was younger.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
True.
She didn't know it wasn't full milk with all the fat and preservatives in it, right? I started changing out gluten-free flour with regular flour. Mm-hmm. My kids don't know the difference. So it's learning how to still enjoy those things, but why not learn how to do it in a healthy way? Right? But then also give yourself grace, right? Holidays are a time to create memories for your family. There are people kind of like my personality, right? We have such structure and discipline that sometimes we forget to have a holiday.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah,
it's okay to have cookies with your kids. Right. There's a balance. But I think the biggest thing to answer your guys' question is going, what can I do right now, since your listeners are listening 64 days before holidays? Mm-hmm. What could I start to do right now so I feel better when the holidays come? And then do these tools and enjoy life with balance as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't like guilt yourself if you have that like cookie or that slice of pie. Like, it's okay. It's not going to throw you off if you already have those good habits in place where you're still getting your steps and you're still keeping track of that protein and stuff. How can we prioritize our exercise and nutrition while being busy working moms? Like, how do we find the time to just do that?
So I love that question, because that's probably one of the number one hesitations for women when they reach out to my gym. They want to know the bare minimum they have to commit to see change.
Right. Yeah.
And here's what I say to every woman. When I embraced my health journey, my son's health wasn't better. Okay. We were still in and out of the hospitals. I would ask the nurse to like, is he okay? Okay. I'm going to go take a walk. Exercise has to be part of your schedule.
Yeah.
So here's a great question to ask women is, would you miss a play date for your kids?
No.
Why? Because you're taking care of their social development, right? Would you miss a kid's doctor's appointment? No, because that's what you do. Like, they would be calling me like, that's wrong. But the question is, are you the best version of them? Are you the best version of yourself to your children? And what are you currently modeling in front of them to make sure that they're not running in the same problem when they're in their 40s? So when I started exercise, that was my biggest hang up, was I was like, I'm a full-time worker. I've got two kids. And I just remember my daughter doing her middle school homework in the corner of the gym of the group fitness. Like, she grew up. This is what me and mom do after school.
Yeah.
And then we go do everything else. And what starts to happen is you're a better version. You feel better. You're less stressed. I'm not going to say it's stress goes away, but it does become easier because there's so many statistics about exercise and what it does to your endorphins, what it does to your sleep. You go to bed, ladies, exhausted. You're not thinking about the to-do list the next day because that's what exercise does. Next thing you know, you're feeling better. So for the woman that's trying to get started, this is my response. Get started.
Yeah, do it.
Right? Yeah. Look at your schedule. There are plenty of gyms out there that have workouts before your babies wake up. It's going to be hard. But here's the deal. Just like those social activities you do with your kids, do you do it when you're in your best state of mind? No, half time we're tired and we don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're not going to disappoint our kids. Yeah. So we need to think about like disappointing ourselves too.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to be disappointed when we miss that workout? And
and then, you know, you fit it in and then you know, get the kids with you. Make walks fun.
Yeah.
Make walks fun.
Well, I like what you brought up a few minutes ago, too, when you were talking about, you know, making cookies. Like, you can still walk, like, while you're doing stuff in the kitchen. I think we sometimes forget that, like, exercise can be incorporated in more than just, like, an hour a day. Or, like, you know, that two-hour time block that you give for something. Exercise is anything that you choose to do with intention in that moment. Like, we do our walk up and down our street. We make sure that we're going, you know, back and forth. My kids played sports for a while earlier in life. They're now theater kids, so that's like a little bit different. But when they were doing the sports stuff, like I didn't sit down most of the games because I was like, if I can pace the field while they're doing stuff like that, then that's a great thing. But giving ourselves the permission to move the way that we can when we can.
And also understand it's not going to be easy in the beginning.
Right.
Nothing is ever easy in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell women, if you can do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. Yeah. Like if I can go, I mean, think about it. 21 days. If you'd be like, okay, I'm just going to try this thing that Heather said today for 21 days.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it becomes a part of your lifestyle and it becomes a habit and everyone else in your life has adapted to it. Because that's another thing, right? There's the guilt of doing that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how everybody who loves you learns to adapt because they're getting your best version.
Right.
Which is so important because we've talked about this before, too, on this podcast, how as moms, we back burner everything for ourselves all the time. At least I know that I'm guilty of that for sure. And like you said, Heather, we would never do that to our kids. Our kids would never be back burner. So how do we incorporate that to make it a little bit more important in our life and not feel guilty about it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a really good story for that, too. So we just finished a 6-week challenge at our gym. And obviously 6 weeks, think about what could happen with small kids. Right. And so, you know, I have a woman in my gym with small kids and in the beginning she was committed. Right.
Yeah.
And then the kids got sick. Right. Because we're in the sixth season.
Yeah.
And so she was telling me how she still wanted to do something. And then next thing you know, her little daughter was going, Mom, are you doing that exercise thing? 4 years old. It was in the floor trying to do a sit up with her.
Yeah.
And she said the light bulb had went off. This doesn't have to be separate.
Yeah.
But it can also be something that I look at it with a different eye. Instead of being guilty that I never got started, how about being excited about getting started and take my daughter along with me?
Yeah, because your kids see that and they'll do it with you. And like even my daughter, she's 3. And like if I'm doing a workout in the living room, sometimes she's playing in the living room. And sometimes, like you said, she's trying to do it with me. Like she's trying to do downward dog. And I'm like, I don't even think I'm doing
dog.
It right.
It's the cutest thing.
It's adorable. It is.
Yeah.
So with your gym, do you do group classes and one-on-one coaching too?
Yeah. So we are a group. There's a couple reasons for that. First of all, I have a specific number of what I don't take because I don't feel like I could be effective. I mean, the whole reason why I open Fit 610 is I am a little bit of a form snob and I really spend a lot of time with women understanding progress at your pace. And so my staff and all of us are very passionate about form first, very small group. But I didn't want to just open up a standard gym. If you ask any woman sitting here right now that's in my gym what their favorite part of the gym is, it's the community. And so we are faith-based. We stand on encouragement, on scripture, on prayer. We do a lot of things like that outside the gym. I wanted a safe space for women of faith to have a place that lines up with who they are, wholesome and holy and exciting and worship music. And I just feel like you're better iron sharpened iron, you know? And so I think I could have done one-on-one at some point, but I just, it was more than just the exercise, right? It's more than just the workout. It's the accountability. It's the mom that also showed up tired, baby was up all night, and you could talk to somebody about it. But the conversations are edifying and pleasing. We're a very, very faith-based centered gym. No nonsense to the gossip and negativity, right?
I love
But I wanted a place that women could sharpen each other, but also not be a setting where you have massive amount of people on the floor either. So
if somebody wants to take a class with you, how do they go about finding out your class schedule and stuff?
Yeah, so your first class is free. So you could try a class for free. You can go to fit610.com. My email, my cell phone number, all that's on there. Just message me. We're very social media present. So Fit610 Fitness is on Instagram. We're very present on there. You can see what our classes are like. We're always posting videos all day long. And they could just message me, come try a class. We have 7 class times now. So 5:30 a.m., 6:15 a.m., 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and then 2 evenings, 4:30 and 5:30.
Okay, so, awesome. Very cool.
So a little bit for everybody.
Yes.
Trying to fit
try
it
to.
Into.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Heather, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Diary of the Mom Squad. Tune in next time for more stories, more laughter, and the reminder that we always need more Jesus. You got this, Mom.